Mom sentenced to prison for sex trafficking her little girl in exchange for cash, shoes. By Amy Furr on September 24, 2022. A 31-year-old woman in Spokane, Washington, received a 23-year prison sentence this week for sex trafficking her little girl in exchange for cash and running shoes. Kylie Ruby Flores pleaded guilty this summer to conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking, the Spokesman Review reported Wednesday. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Washington detailed the case in a press release Wednesday. United States District Judge Thomas O. Rice sentenced Flores to prison for conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking the six-year-old whom Flores made available to an adult man for sexual abuse in exchange for housing, cash, and sneakers. Flores will also be on federal supervision for the remainder of her life. The news release detailed what occurred. Flores conspired with co-defendant Trevor Harder to engage in the sex trafficking of a six-year-old girl. After meeting Harder online on the dating application Plenty of Fish, Flores knowingly agreed to trade sexual access to the girl for a place to stay, small amounts of cash, and the promise of new Nike running shoes. According to the plea agreement centered by Harder and Flores, the child was able to describe the specific ways that Harder sexually abused her, including acts of sodomy. Law enforcement officers recovered a video that Harder had recorded after he set up a camera on a cat tree in his apartment in Cheney, Washington. The video depicts Harder raping the little girl on the couch in his apartment. Harder has also pleaded guilty in his pending sentencing. Human trafficking is defined as the act of using force, fraud, or coercion to obtain labor or a commercial sex act from another person, according to the Blue Campaign's website. It can happen in any community and victims can be any age, race, gender, or nationality, the site reads. People 18 years old and younger involved in a commercial sex act are considered human trafficking victims, the campaign said in a video. In regard to the recent case, Vanessa R. Waldroff, United States Attorney for the Eastern District, said, "No sentence can return the child's innocence, but our community is now safer and stronger. Most important, the child is now in a safe place."